that Boone and Erickson theme.
Charlie Boone here.
And Rog Erickson.
Boone and Erickson on WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Now, we've been asked to tell you what we do on our show.
Well, you know, Rod's a little hard to describe, really.
Yeah, I guess you'd say it's kind of a hodgepodge. Almost anything can happen.
We try to hit everyone, young and old. Blue collar and lavender, for that matter.
We'll have a child psychologist, as an example, answering questions about child rearing. We hit the young marrieds right there.
I should hope they're married.
Yeah.
We try to bring back some of the old days for the old-timers, too, like this bit as winter set in here in CCO land recently.
Yep, I've survived a lot of winters and enjoyed a lot of summers, and I'm sort of in the winter of my life. What was it back there? When? What was it like?
Well, I tell you, storm winds used to howl like banshees. Icicles crackled on the trees. Yeah, you know, back in those days, kids actually did throw snowballs at dignified men in tall hats.
Yeah, that's right. And you could guess how cold it's been on winter nights by how far the frozen cream rose out of the bottle the milkman had left on the front porch.
Remember that?
Yeah.
On frigid mornings, the youngsters, clad in itchy long johns, got goose pimples as they scampered downstairs from their beds to warm the backsides around a coal stove.
You know, bread browned in an oven tasted far better than anything produced in later years by an electric toaster. I'll tell you that.
You can say that, boy.
Oven toast seemed more flavored by love.
Yeah. Remember, rich kids with runny noses wiped them with a hanky. Poor kids used the sleeves on their sweaters.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. You know, yep. Primarily, our show is dedicated to fun, but we get into some meaty stuff, too, providing it's interesting. Like Dr. Gilbert Holloway, who claims ability to look into the future.
Well, you understand, Charlie and Raj, I do not approach this as a scientist, you understand, but really as a spiritual teacher and as a prophet. I'm very much concerned. In fact, I've just written a book which I'm going to send to you if you don't have it. It's called 1970 Prophecies, the Year of Charisma. I'm not a dire prophet. I don't want to frighten people, let alone in my home state of Minnesota with a lot of... But we are in serious trouble. Maybe you saw the article about 2-3 weeks ago on the press wires. It appeared headline in Texas and elsewhere to the effect that in many cities in 10 years they'll have to wear gas masks and so on, and et cetera. You see, now we are in a time, the Bible speaks of this in Matthew 24, verse 21, as the Great Tribulation. I believe, friends, that the next 30 years will be the most...
Now, there's a man, Dr. Gilbert Holloway, with outlook, spiritual outlook, you might say, right, Raj? Mm-hmm. And so on the same show, we decided to give a call to a man of science, Dr. Paul Ehrlich of Stanford University, who tells us man is his own worst enemy when it comes to pollution.
Yeah, that's right. We've met the enemy and they are us. It's we breathe too much and we are supporting this cowboy economy which keeps the gross national product growing and the quality of our lives sinking continually. And we're about to go under.
The cowboy economy?
Yeah, that's Kenneth Boulding, the economist term for it. It's an economy that stresses tremendous levels of consumption, production, waste, sort of the idea, the reason they call it a cowboy economy is the idea is that you could always foul your own nest, but there was always somewhere to move further west. You know, you keep going and leaving your mess behind you. But, of course, Santa Barbara is kind of the edge of the continent. There's no place that now that they've fouled up Santa Barbara that the Santa Barbarans can move to unless it's someplace even worse in Asia.
To follow up Dr. Ehrlich's comments on pollution, here's just part of a bit we did about a Russian news conference, where the man was telling his Russian colleagues not to get uptight because they haven't conquered the good old U.S. yet. Because pollution would soon defeat America anyway.
I cannot see the Americans doing anything serious for a long, long time to come. Comrades, I also have other news. The Americans are polluting their water at such a rate that in 10 years they will make every river, stream, and lake undrinkable, unswimmable, and uninhabitable for fish.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Why are we spending money to pollute American waters? If the Americans found out, they could take serious action against us.
Ah, but we are not doing it.
Ah?
T. the Americans are doing it to themselves.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little fun, and people liked that one, too.
Yeah, at least once a week we do the Boone Erickson Worldwide News.
Oh, yeah, news from home and news from abroad, you mean.
I got my news from home.
I got my news from abroad.
Most of the news is based on stories from our own CCO land area.
Yeah, like the follow-up story we did on the re-election polls that had one congressman running second, and he was unopposed.
Or the government's warning people that 10,000 TV sets per year catch fire.
Yeah, we concluded that's not enough to do any real good, right?
Yeah, right, right. Then, to keep up on current events, we often hear from our senator. He appears in the show, Senator Homer Clocher.
Yes, sir, son, I'm the senator.
Senator Hubert Humphrey stated after he won the election for Senate that he didn't think he'd be running for president.
Well, I don't think he should, boy. I wonder if it'd be a good idea to have an ex-druggist for president anyway. Each January, instead of delivering a State of the Union message, he'd hold a one-cent sale.
There sure was a blitz of commercials the last few days of the campaign.
Son, I didn't believe some of those television commercials. One candidate I know accused his opponent of leaving his family defenseless by taking the family deodorant on his campaign trip. You know?
No!
Yes, you know, in a way, it's a shame the campaign is over. The candidates were getting so mean in those last days, we finally were beginning to learn something about them.
Senator, I always feel kind of sorry for the losers,
though. Son, you shouldn't feel that way. Even if a man runs for office and loses, he's ahead. Why, it's a great way to start a law firm.
Huh?
You see, that's one of the problems lawyers have. They can't advertise. All they can do is run for office and hope for the worst.
Senator, you just came from Washington. What's been happening?
Yes, son, just back.
Yeah. What's been happening with Martha Mitchell lately?
Well, son, you probably heard about her calling this reporter from her bathroom telephone.
Yeah.
So John wouldn't hear her calling him?
Yeah, the John Mitchell. Her
yeah,
husband,
that's
yes.
Right. They're thinking of making a brand new soap opera of life in Washington from that. You know what they're going to call it? John's Wife's Other John.
Something else we do. Soap operas and old-fashioned kids' radio shows.
Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy!
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.
You say, wait a minute, wait a minute, Jack Armstrong? So what's so different?
Well, what's different is that we bring the show up to date.
Now, let's join Jack Armstrong and his two young companions, Billy and Betty Fairfield.
What did you say, Billy?
I said, how come they open our show with cereals like that? Why do they just sing, have you tried cereal, instead of the way they usually do? How come?
Well, we have promised to just use the word cereals ever since the Senate Consumer Subcommittee rated breakfast foods according to nutritional value.
You mean I can't use the name of my favorite breakfast food?
That's right.
That goes for all of them?
That's right.
Total?
Please. There you go. No mention of names.
Yeah.
That's why we're about to enter the general's office for our next assignment. Oh, here's his door now.
Ah! Hey, there you are, Jack Armstrong. Yes, I'm General Mills.
General Mills, sir. Oh, I thought we were supposed to see General Foods.
Well, he was in command, but he's in the hospital.
General Foods in the hospital? What's the matter?
He's a little short on riboflavin and thiamin.
Oh, how do you feel, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Some claim my niacin is down, but we're suing.
I see. What adventure can I do for you, sir?
Jack, I can depend on you, right?
Hmm? Yes, sir.
You're an all-American boy, right?
All-American.
Hold it. We haven't got time to go all through this. Cue up to the part in the script where Jack is just leaving the office.
I'm on my way, sir. Come on, Billy and Betty.
Oh, Jack.
Yes?
Pick up your travel expenses outside from Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, sir?
Cheerio!
That's a little fun we had with the news story, but enough of this. What do Boone and Erickson do with their commercials? Well, listen.
Who's that?
That's Tom Stewart.
You know what he's saying?
What's he saying?
He's saying, don't forget to take your Stewart sandwiches when you go skiing.
Hey, that's right. The first skiing of the year occurred this past weekend, and I hope you stopped in at your ski chalet and had some of those delicious hot Stewart sandwiches.
Oh, there's nothing quite as delicious to take along skiing and, what do they call it?
Yeah, that's what we did for Stewart sandwiches.
And, you know, for McGarvey Hawaiian blend coffee, listen to this one.
You know what I think of when I hear that beautiful sound?
You think of Hawaii, right?
No.
What?
I think of Kona, McGarvey Hawaiian blend coffee.
Oh, I love that McGarvey Hawaiian blend coffee.
With the Kona aroma.
Hey, do they have a Hawaiian scene in the McGarvey painting tin?
They sure do. And tell us what a painting
Oftentimes we'll get calls about our sponsor. And by George and the Boone Erickson Show, we'll darn well put them on the air in a hurry.
Well, one day after a pretty strenuous...
An average day with the boss, right?
Yeah. Well, it was more than average. Really strenuous. After getting home, I thought, well, what will we have for dinner? And I thought of those turkey slices in gravy.
Uh-huh. And you tried them?
I did. We lit the oven quickly and waited till it warmed up and shoved them in. And in an hour, we were sitting at the table eating. And I tell you, there was nothing more delicious.
Isn't that? They're really helpmeets.
Yeah, they really were. That's a great name for them.
And there are six of them, you know, from New Richmond.
Right. There were three of us that night, and I tell you, we finished them up pretty well.
It's always great to have our listeners help us do the commercials.
Well, I'll say. Happens quite often, too.
It does, too. Many sponsors have been with us for quite a while, like Miracle White. 8 years now. They like our two-voice approach.
Say, ma'am, you say that you are still doing your wash the old-fashioned way. You put your fabric softener in with the rinse cycle later, is that right?
Oh, you must be tired of all those trips you make to the washer.
Don't do that. It's like babysitting your washing machine. Right. You do enough babysitting.
Make friends with the step-saving fabric softener, first in from Miracle White.
It goes in first. Yeah. And Midwest Federal Savings and Loan. Gee, Charlie, they've been with us, what is it, six or seven?
At least.
Yeah. Quite a few years. Midwest Federal.
Hey, you do a lot of time songs, huh?
La, da, da, da.
As time goes by and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Time. That reminds me of Midwest Federal.
How does that old song go? She threw the clock at me, I ducked as time goes by.
Say, you know you can get free time at Midwest Federal? That's right. For a deposit of $250, you can choose one of five beautiful decorator clocks.
School day. School. I like the school time clock.
Oh, that's a pretty one. That's that one with the pendulum.
That's the one I remember from the fourth grade. Used to sit there right over Miss Nelson.
Is that right?
Oh, it's a beautiful clock. It's just like that.
I bet you used to watch that one, too.
Yes, I used to watch Miss Nelson all the time.
Did you really?
The clock.
Hey, look at that smart-looking Baron. Oh,
she
I like
was.
That. That table clock.
Those are actual tape recordings of commercials that we did on the air.
Those are air checks.
Air checks, I should say.
An example of some of the commercials that we do. And as we mentioned earlier, we try to keep our listeners, well, kind of off guard. But there are some bits that we have to include every week. The listeners insist upon it, like the worst jokes of the week.
Yeah, every week. Every week, listeners from all over the area send in jokes for us to use. Unfortunately, we can only use a few of them. But once a week, we clean them up and put these terrible jokes on. Believe it or not, it's become one of the most popular features of the show.
Right, you people sent these jokes in. It's your fault.
Say, honey, how about having dinner with me tomorrow night, huh?
Oh, why, I'd love to.
Oh, good. Tell your mother I'll be there by 6.
That's right. My wife has taken up horseback riding to reduce.
Say, how's she doing?
Well, so far she's taken 20 pounds off the horse.
Would it be all right if I took the afternoon off to care for a sick roommate?
Miss, you want the afternoon off to care for a sick roommate?
Yes,
Well, you'll have to check with the head of your department first.
Oh, it's all right with him. He's the one who's sick.
Well, Miss Jones, I want you to know how much I think of you as my secretary. And therefore, I'm giving you... this lovely pearl necklace.
Oh, Thank you, Mr. Bigelow. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Those are terrible.
Oh, my gosh. We shouldn't leave you with those, but well, we will.
Boone and Erickson, WCCO Radio, Minneapolis and St. Paul, and a reminder that we have fun with listeners and sponsors between 11 and noon and 1 to 2 weekdays and on Saturday, 10:30 to 12:30 noon.